Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How's it going, Caitlin?
G'day, Tim.
What do you got for us today?
All right, John McCain. He's dying.
Yes! Oh, thank fuck.
Yeah, it's really happening.
Oh my god, that feels like for the last, like 10 months, ever since he got his diagnosis, it feels like I've been holding in the biggest fart ever in like really fancy company, and finally they left the room. God, thank fuck. That's a relief.
Well, he's
about
not
fucking time. Oh, what?
Not dead yet. Oh. He's not, yeah. But, but I needed to prep everyone, all right?
Are we sure he's actually dying?
Oh, fuck knows. I don't know. They keep wheeling him out like he's some sort of Weekend at Bernie's prop.
Maybe he was never alive. Might just be something they're saying, and then we see him again at the Senate talking about how great it would be to bomb Iran or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they only ever get him out to do some really nasty work. Look, I don't know. I did my best research to look around and see the signs and stuff. And there's, you know, the family saying he's walking around, which is kind of code usually for it's close.
We've seen that before. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, he's doing good. He's in good spirits. He's laughing and joking. And then the next day he died. And you know they've been in a coma for the last like 5 days.
Right. Yeah. They just need some space from the press or whatever.
Right.
So. I feel a bit say that he's on the way out.
Right. Well, that's good.
So I just thought it was important to prep everyone, and this is a really important point, I think. Not that, look, one death of the many murderers that inhabit Congress is probably not going to make much of a difference. The war machine will no doubt grow another head like the Hydra and go on. But that's not the point. And you know, I'm not so naive to think that just him dying means that, like, thousands of people will not die. He is very useful in creating consent for war, but he's not the only one who does it.
Yeah, he's just the Vice John McCain, also known as Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Just slide right into that seat.
Exactly, the little chinless wonder. He'll
finally it's my chance to shine. Oh, I have awaited this day.
Right, exactly. So that's not the point. And it's, you know, it's not about vitriol or like vengeance or anything like that for me. The important bit for me here is that we get to make a massive statement. Now, we're already being hushed, like little babies, like little obedient slaves, that we're not allowed to say anything about McCain. There's many, many articles coming out.
Yeah, and you see it from all over the political spectrum. The Democrats, of course, are saying that because they love McCain, but the Republicans are saying that too. Some MAGA people are saying that, but Sobiak I saw talking about how we need to respect him because of his military, blah, blah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Idiot. No, I remember when Pol Pot died.
Yep.
I remember when, like, Saddam Hussein died.
Yeah.
People were generally just like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You killed people. It's good that you're dead.
Right.
There was never anyone saying, oh, no, we're not allowed to say things like that.
Yeah.
About the dead. We can't say that. Yeah, you can. You can. He's a monster.
Right.
He helped facilitate many, 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 many deaths.
Just the same as any other warmongering asshole from any other country.
And he should be treated just like any other warmongering asshole from any other country. I mean, it's unfortunate that he's not dying in a prison, but at least he's dying.
Right.
And we can all say, yeah, good.
Yeah. Well, that's fine too. I mean, all of that is fine, but that's not really the opportunity here. The opportunity here is that we are being hushed like little children, to shut up and be patriotic and say the right thing and be polite and think about the family will be grieving and et cetera, et cetera, and so forth.
Well, think about Pol Pot's family.
They don't care about any of that. They care about protecting their little war industry from being looked at, you know, it as the monstrous war industry that it is. There are many, many people who work within that or who get their paychecks from it, or who get their paychecks from reframing the monstrous disasters, the absolute catastrophes that occur overseas every day in the name of US empire. And they're, you know, they're panicking that their protection is starting to wane and that people are starting to understand the sorts of things they are and starting to say this cannot go on any further. So if they can keep everyone quiet and being respectful, John McCain then gets deified and normalized. He is a mass murderer and he gets normalized in the public consciousness, and people don't, you know, they have no room then to say, well, yeah, but like, we don't want any more people like that. And what you do when you normalize him, you normalize all of them. So we cannot allow that to happen. We must abnormalize them. We must start screaming, fuck that shit. That arsehole. I'm so glad that arsehole is dead. And, you know, all of you cunts who are sitting there doing the exact same thing as he did every day, and that is, you know, manufacturing this giant war machine that kills so many people just for, you know, the bank accounts of a very few and to the detriment of millions, including millions whose tax money they are taking to do this, then, yeah, like, you're protecting those people if you don't stand up and start saying, no, you assholes, we're coming for you. Your days are numbered. You do not get, you know, to pretend that your job is holy and patriotic and, you know, something that we should uphold with honor. And no, what you do is disgusting. And we are coming for you. You will not get to do this much longer. So as soon as he dies, I'm going to celebrate really fucking loud.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's their chance, right? That's really their biggest chance to make sure his memory gets shoved all the way up the ladder as elevated as possible when everyone's afraid to say anything. If they would have tried to do this 2 years ago and say, oh, so everybody, John McCain is a saint and we all love him, okay? you can't say anything other than that.
Yeah.
Everyone would have just been like, oh, fuck you, shut up. But now that he's dying and he's about to be dead, that's the time where everyone will be the most like, oh.
Yeah. They use our empathy again.
I remember he made that joke on the campaign trail that one time and he hugged a baby or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of cute with his funny shoulders and, you know, they use our goodness against us
every
time.
They're so good at that. They're so good at that shit. So, yeah, so it really does take a kind of just a shove back. Like, no, fuck, he is a monster. This is the most important time to be screaming that.
Yeah, yes, because
he is the thing that he is.
He is the thing he is. Because if he gets deified, then that thing that he is gets normalized, and everyone who continues to do that thing is normalized. But if he's maligned, then they're going to get, I mean, you will be able to feel the ripples of fear as it starts to echo through those chambers of like, holy shit, like they're not buying this anymore. They are not buying this anymore. These are, you know, there are people sitting in Congress right now who have participated in war crimes, not just in living memory, not just, you know, 10 years ago, but a couple of weeks ago. Like, there are legal bombings where, you know, literally people, there is so much blood on their hands. They know that. And, you know, you can kind of sense that they're starting to fear the unraveling of this, you know, when I saw Samantha Power come out and she's all like, you know, oh, the White Helmets, we must continue funding them. They're such an important institution, and on and on and on, because she was very important in funding the White Helmets, because she knows if, you know, if regular people find out that they are like a terrorist arm of propaganda and that the American government has been funding them, and if it really lands with the American people that they've been funding the terrorists as well, they've been arming both sides of that war to torment the Syrian people, she is in deep shit.
Right.
Deep fucking shit. And she must know that. And I felt that. Like, she's clearly not all robot. There is a human in there, and she's thought this through. And when she made those decisions, she was quite conscious that they could one day come and bite her, and she is feeling that fear. And I tell you, they are all feeling that fear now.
I saw from like early 2016, there was an article published in one of the mainstream Boston publications. I can't remember which one it was, but one of the biggest ones. And it said the mass media is not telling the truth about what's happening in Syria, and Syria will go down as one of America's most horrific war crimes ever. This was in early 2016, before a lot of people were even really looking at Syria.
Yeah.
And even then, people were saying it. People were looking at it and going, wow, this is going to come back and bite America really bad.
Yeah.
And there was an administration, there was an entire government that was behind all that, actively involved in it, elbows deep, and it's getting more and more attention. And if they can't regain control of the narrative, they're in deep shit. So, yeah, I mean, if people start looking at John McCain, who was totally knee-deep in that shit from the beginning. There's pictures of him. Did you remember that we found that Snopes thing? So there was a photograph that circulated with McCain and some terroristy looking guys.
Yeah.
And it was circulating saying, hey, here's John McCain with the leader of ISIS. And Snopes came in with its thing debunking that, saying, he's not pictured with ISIS. He's pictured with this other group whose name I can't remember, the Islam Army Violence something. And if you Google them, they ended up joining Al-Qaeda shortly thereafter. Okay.
He's not pictured with terrorists. He's pictured with terrorists.
You got the name wrong of those terrorists. So that's McCain your debunking. Has been completely vindicated. And so if people start looking at McCain, who else are they going to start looking at? They're going to start looking at Obama. They're going to start looking at Fox News. They're going to start looking at CNN. They're going to start looking at the Washington Post.
Yeah.
They're going to start looking at fucking Lindsey Graham. They're going to start looking at all the whole thing. They're going to start looking at, they're going to start asking questions of the CIA and their extensive terrorist funding program and the Pentagon and their extensive terrorist funding program.
Yeah. And these are groups that are made up of hundreds of different people who have made small concessions. That's really all that corruption is small concessions, sometimes larger and sometimes pushes towards actual evil. But it'll be interesting time to if we really can make a huge noise about John McCain being a fucking asshole and who gives a shit if he dies or not, and we're not deifying war heroes anymore under this banner of patriotism. The shockwaves are going to be quite palpable, I think, because people are going to actually have to stop compartmentalizing away from the small crimes that they've made and start thinking about them and think, wow, there was that time that I did this or that I allowed that to happen or that I wrote that story for them.
So it's not just that people won't start looking at the evil things that the leaders are doing. You might see some actual leaders and people in positions of power or journalists asking questions about themselves.
That's what I think I felt. You know, this is pure intuition with Samantha Power when she was pushing back on that white helmet thing. Because they have to double down on their propaganda now, you know. Like, they even gave him a fucking Oscar. They really
they're going all out. They put all their eggs in that basket.
And the more that they put their eggs in the basket, the worse it gets. It just gets worse for them. Mm. So, you know, like, an apology in 2016 would have been awful. Awful, but not nearly as bad as what it looks like now.
You can't even make one in 2018.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
You just say, all right, well, should I just put the rope around my own neck? Or?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just, it's a real mindfuck for all of them. And so I think it will be very interesting as to how these individuals handle that and then what they decide to do. You know, in their coalitions, they're already starting to get more honest about who they are. You know, they're already talking about how they're, you know, well, we're actually in a propaganda war here, guys, and we do have to propagandize you properly. Mm. So there's all, you know, they're starting to speak truth just through sheer self-interest, which is really fascinating.
Yeah.
And the more pressure we can put on that, the more it's that the whole thing's just going to split apart at the seams.
If what you're saying is true, and this is a really defended part of their body, the Empire's body, then we're probably going to see people defending the John McCain narrative as aggressively as they were defending, like, the Duma narrative.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Mm.
I think you're right about that.
So if we can get enough people really screaming at it and
see what happens.
Yeah.
My suspicion is that this is something they really, really just want to go smoothly because they've got enough plates to spin as it is, you know, with Skripal and, like, it's a nightmare for the Empire right now.
They're really on the back foot. And this takes me back to that article you wrote long ass fucking time ago, maybe a year ago, about how to fight the establishment propaganda machine and win.
Yeah, that's right.
And how we can using alternative media really put the propaganda machine on the back foot and attack it at its weakest points.
Right. We were right about that, hey?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Turns out they're totally playing defensive now.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you talk about how, like, well, Robert Fisk says that thing about Duma, and that thing that's supposed to prove what you said doesn't actually come anywhere remotely, even a tiny bit close to proving that, and that was just a lie, you just lied there. Yeah. And all they can really do now is just, like, basically sputter, just, how dare you? How dare you? You just love fascists? You love Assad? You love fascists?
Yeah, that's all they got left.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much just empty smears. Just like, you're a shitty person for saying that about me.
Look, and I don't know if it's because I've blocked, like, half the world, but it does seem a lot quieter on social media from regular people.
Mm.
You know, I just don't think that people are swallowing the Kool-Aid in the vast vats that they were before. They were selling a lot of Kool-Aid there, and it was working. And, you know, I'd get like 3 or 4 people on every article in Facebook, you know, just regular people. So I wouldn't block them, but they would just be like, no, no, that's not what's happening. Here is the truth. And then they would say the mainstream media thingy. I don't get them anymore. They can't be bothered. Like, they don't feel it. They're not believing it. So they're like, so of course they're not going to be motivated to go and try and change it. I think there's a lot of, you know, oh God, I don't know what's happening. Which is a line that the mainstream media has been pushing. We're in a post-factual world, like, you know.
Yeah, they just say that shit now.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I know I'm sitting here in front of the CNN camera and I'm supposed to be telling you the truth, but who's to say what truth? I'm a philosopher all of a sudden.
Right.
Who's to say what truth is?
See, that's backfoot. I mean, that's really bad for them because they have relied this whole time. You cannot hypnotize people without belief and a voice of God authority. Like, it's impossible. If people are sitting there thinking, you know, holding what you're saying with a light hand and
not trusting it,
yeah, then it's not going to work as brainwashing. So the fact that they've been pushed into that sort of corner is pretty amazing, and that's, you know, and it's had the backfire effect that they've got, like, a whole lot of people going, oh, well, I don't know what's really going on. Meanwhile, alternative media is like, no, there are facts. We have them here. There is a real world, a real tangible physical world where things actually do happen. And, you know, we know that you're at least lying about that because this real physical tangible thing disproves you. So
what a trip is it that the, quote, conspiracy theorists, end quote, are the ones saying, no, there actually are some hard facts here.
Yeah.
Well, come on down back to reality, guys.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Isn't that weird? Yeah. That is weird.
Come on down to Earth. You're going all flat Earth on me, you guys.
Right. Right. So it's a fascinating time to be alive. Anyway, so I just really, you know, get out, put a couple of bottles of bubbly in the chiller and get some cheese. I don't know. I'm a cheese girl myself, so I like.
We should definitely have some bubbly ready. Maybe we should do a YouTube special or something when it happens.
Yeah, why not? That would be fun. Yeah, why not?
You got over your camera phobia a little bit with the Sky News thing.
I did, yeah. So I could probably deal.
Yeah. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Just have some bubbly and some cheese and toast to John McCain finally fucking dying.
All right, you're on. High five on that.
You got another article.
Yeah. So, how to silence RT forever.
You figured out how to destroy RT. Thank goodness.
Now, this will be a highly listened to podcast by all those centrists who are like, well, yes, thank God I want to get rid of RT. I've been thinking about that. Like, why can't they just silence? Like, what? Censorship is okay. Certainly when it's being, you know, used to weaken
our faith in institutions.
Yeah, that's the word.
They make us question our institutions. They make us skeptical of the CIA. Can you imagine that? What sort of horrible monster makes you skeptical of the CIA?
So, yeah. Anyway, so it's a numbered plan.
Mm.
There's some steps. Well, there's one step.
There's one step? What is that?
That's
what is that
one step? Okay. So just allow leftists and anti-war voices on mainstream media.
That's it?
Yep. Just do that. Just let them come on and say their thing.
How would that end RT?
Because, well, the mainstream media doesn't allow real leftists or anti-war voices on the media anymore. So, of course, they're going to go somewhere to talk about it. And also the people who want to hear those voices are going to tune in to somewhere to hear about it as well. There's a whole audience going missing there, and there's a whole heap of, you know, talent that wants to be aired. And so if you just, like, let them go on mainstream media, then RT wouldn't have a market share anymore.
That's just crazy enough to work.
It's
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 100, what would you say is a percentage chance of the mainstream media doing that so as to win the information war against Russia and destroy the evil RT?
Approximately in the ballpark of around about 0.
0%?
0%.
Zero. Zero. That's my Rudy Giuliani.
I got that.
Zero.
He's an interesting character.
John Oliver did a funny bit on him. He's funny when he's not being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, John Oliver, you mean? Yeah. I know. I couldn't tell if Rudy Giuliani was funny when he's not being an asshole.
Oh,
too,
yeah. No, Rudy Giuliani's just funny all the time.
Yeah. yeah, that was funny. I watched over your shoulder a bit. I didn't get to see that whole thing.
It was delightful. But that'll never happen. They're never going to. They could get rid of RT. They're always complaining about RT. They're saying, you know, when the long time ago, well over a year ago, when Tucker Carlson was grilling Adam Schiff about what he was claiming to know about the DNC hack, Adam Schiff. This was the first time I'd ever seen this tactic used. He was like, well, you should go on RT, that Russian television, and say this sort of thing, because you're carrying water for the Kremlin.
That's right.
And at the time, that was jaw-dropping. Now it's just normal.
It's funny to think about that. I know.
How cute were we?
We didn't... I think we wrote an article. I wrote an article about that, didn't I?
Probably.
Yeah. But I also know that we had lots of conversations. We would just be in the middle of lunch and going, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
Like, yeah. This is something. Is it the 1950s? Am I watching something in the 1950s? And why isn't it in black and white?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Why isn't this on the, you know, the radiogram or whatever they call it? The phonograph. Like, but yeah, hand me my ear horn. I don't think I can hear it properly. Yeah, so I think, no, that's been very normalised now. RT has been maligned to a small court, you know, go over there and stand and face the wall. They just, if you go on RT, then you end up on a list. We know that as well. I've never been on RT, so I'm not, it's one of the few lists I'm not on.
Right. Yeah, no, you're a smart lass.
Well, I decided not to do it because they, you know, I've had some requests and stuff, but in the end, it's just not, it's not worth it. People, you know, I get enough smears anyway. Like,
yeah, and not just the smears. Like, it would be, I mean, it would be used to discredit you. It would be used to discredit your other work and say, well, she's got ties to the Kremlin, so.
Yeah, ties to the fucking Kremlin because you did an interview with RT, but that's how stupid the world is. Right. You know, like that Russia Insider place, they keep fucking publishing my articles without my permission. Like, I keep sending them emails. You know, I write in rage, please take down that, you know, my piece, etc. They keep doing it. And still, like, I get like, oh, you're not, he's my Putin Kremlin fucking Putin, you know. So, yeah, you do what you can, but,
Right.
Yeah, so, like, is there more to say about that?
No, I mean, that's, it's a pretty straightforward point, isn't it? It's just like, that's RT America, that's pretty much their whole thing, right? Like, you put in that Lee Camp video.
Yeah, now, so Lee Camp has made this particular point, you know, in different ways.
Saying there's nowhere, there's nowhere else for me to go.
Yeah. Well, who else is going to put someone on television who says the things that I say?
They let him on. There's a clip out there. They let him on Fox News once.
Yeah.
Once. Never again. Yeah. Because he talked about what Fox News is.
You can't let that brain see what you are and then narrate.
Right. And he's just, so he said, he said, like, that's the only reason I'm on RT is because no one else will let me on RT. And then who else do they got? They got Chris Hedges, who got fired from the New York Times for being anti-war.
Right.
Fucking that libertarian guy, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
He was fired from MSNBC. And there's a bunch of others I can't remember.
Larry King.
Larry King. I don't know what his fucking thing is.
No, me either. I just know it looks weird.
He's like too old to be on television.
He looks so American, though. Like, yeah. You know.
But yeah, it just basically picks up the people who can't get an audience anywhere else.
Oh, I did also take the opportunity because there's that awesome list of things that the alleged interference in the 2016 election. They wrote a list of things that RT had apparently done. This is from
the Office
of the Director of National Intelligence.
What are these evil things that RT did?
Well, these evil things. Airing two new shows that were critical of the US government.
You're not allowed to do that.
Running reports on the vulnerabilities of US election machines. Broadcasting, hosting, and advertising debates between third-party candidates.
They were actually the only ones doing that.
Covering the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Only ones doing that.
Criticizing the U.S. surveillance state and alleging widespread infringements of civil liberties, police brutality, and drone use. Mm. Well, because that definitely wasn't happening. They just made that out of thin air, obviously. Criticizing the U.S. economic system, U.S. currency policy, alleged Wall Street greed, alleged Wall Street greed, and the
how could nobody thinks that.
They even have it in the movie. Greed is good.
Yes, like, they don't even deny it.
Isn't that movie called Wall Street or something?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wall Street, yes. I don't know. But anyway, it's like, it's known. That's its brand.
They said that Wall Street is greedy. Wall Street runs on greed. That is, there is a principle that works.
Yeah.
They don't attempt to hide it.
No. And U.S. national debt. That's apparently something else you should not talk about.
That's just fake news.
And comparing the United States to Imperial Rome. You don't want to do that either. Running anti-fracking programming. because we should all be pro-fracking. Highlighting environmental issues, my God.
Think of the children.
And the impacts on public health. Opposing Western intervention in the Syrian conflict, oh my God, and blaming the West for waging information wars against the Syrian government. Which we've since found out they've got a, all right, yeah, all right, we are in an information war.
For fuck's sake.
And also, this is a heinous crime. Trying to expand RT America in the US. Like, try to grow their business.
Trying to do the thing that they say they do.
Yeah, so that was the interference in the election. Basically just covering all the things that I'm interested in.
Right, like, and millions of Americans who are interested in the same things.
They're all progressive issues. Like, this is basically, you know, Bernie Sanders or Jill Stein's platform. Bernie Sanders is a hugely popular candidate and would have won had the thing not been rigged, which they were also talking about, because they were talking about the vulnerabilities of U.S. election machines, etc. You know, so they're also pointing to the problems of that. I think they just don't like talking about inequality, to paraphrase Russell Brand.
Yeah, it's kind of, sort of, like everything that inconveniences U.S. plutocrats is the problem.
Yeah, it's kind of like corporate media has this kind of corporate philosophy of wanting everything to be about corporatism.
It's kind of like the corporate media is owned by billionaires who want everything to be really cushy for billionaires. It's
weird, but I think you're onto something.
So, but if they really wanted to take out RT, there's a very easy way to do that, and you just create. It would take a few shows.
I know, and here's the thing: they probably had the balance right. You know, they've pretty much kept the left out as a little lapdog until quite recently. You know, it's been a very kind of muted voice, but as long as you let us say some things on television, we feel like we've had our say, and oh, well, and you know, you get that feeling of like, well, at least I was right. Like, nothing changes, but at least I was right.
Yeah, it was like around Iraq, they started shutting everyone out, right?
Yeah, and then it became, you know, just too dangerous, or it's a control freaky thing. And then you just cause problems for yourself if you start trying to control but, you know, everyone and everything. And the Streisand effect takes over, and suddenly the thing that your, you know, your pearl-clutching senses are trying to keep outside of the media, it becomes cool. It gets a cool factor, and people they seek it out, you know. And the more difficult it is to seek it out, that, you know, the more they'll go for it.
So your argument went well on Twitter, retweeted by a bunch of interesting people. Matt Taibbi shared it and then spent the rest of his day defending having retweeted Caitlin Johnston.
I'm so sorry, Matt.
Who is a Nazi.
Yeah.
Oz Katerji called you a Holocaust denier. I don't know if you saw that.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
That guy is such toxic waste.
Wow. That is, he just plucked that out of the air.
That guy is pure evil.
Wow.
That is the most demonic face I've ever seen. There's something deeply wrong with that man.
Right.
But he's able to do very well for himself because he happens to be in alignment with imperialist interests. So yeah, that that's going down. Someone from BuzzFeed really liked the argument.
And someone from BuzzFeed actually said that they were saying that in the Occupy movement, that if they had have just allowed Occupy voices onto mainstream media, then RT wouldn't have got the foothold that it did.
Right.
So, so that was good validation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, so if y'all want to end RT, that's how you do it, okay? So don't complain about RT until you don't have to complain about it anymore. You can just fix it.
Yeah, just fix it. We show you how to fix it.
Make it go away. Put them right out of business. Alright, Caitlin is an entirely listener and reader supported journalist. So if you want to support her daily articles and podcasts, the best way to do that is via Patreon and PayPal. Links in the description. You can also buy her book Woke, A Field Guide for Utopia Preppers. Follow Caitlin on Steam It, on Medium, or on CaitlinJohnston.com, where you can get on a mailing list and get an email whenever she publishes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on, beautiful people.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady, they're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love you, girlfriend.